Well, I'm your host, Lonnie Ray. Thanks for joining me today. I'm so happy. Just period. You know, the goal is to be happy for no apparent reason and in spite of present circumstances. But sometimes the circumstances are telling us where we need to change our path so that we can continue to be happy. And here's what happened. As you know, season 3 is dedicated to following your big yes, that feeling inside that defies logic. That can look crazy to other people, but who cares? It's your path. It's for you, not them. Well, if there's elements of a no, if you're not getting a big, fat, hairy yes, there's a reason for it. And as you know from previous episodes, I'm a big fan of delete the need to understand. Here's what happened once again. A few years ago, I was very excited at the opportunity to be part of a collaboration book. The lady running the book for us, along with the person over her. It ended up being a bit of an issue, but here's how it played out. There were some issues that I had an opportunity to exit, to not be part of the book. The lady running the bigger program said, "You're welcome to not be here then." I should have known then, right then and there, that this was not going to turn out well. As they say, what doesn't start well doesn't end well. And I ended up being bullied so badly, applications for refunds. I bought 100 books, but the books weren't done properly in spite of my offer to help. You know, I'm a book editor. They were a mess. I was embarrassed. I threw out the 100 books, by the way. The point of this short episode is, as you reach out to expand your base of knowledge for wherever you're called to show up, you know, if it's a teacher, if it's a collaboration like I went through, really, really, really trust that feeling if it isn't an all the way yes. And what I did wrong was I sought out the woman that I was closest to and I said, "Wanda, I'm having some trouble with Taria." And she said, "Oh, well, it seems like she's gotten a bit of a big head. Don't worry, we won't have to deal much with her once this is over." It turned out not to be the case. It really turned out that they were both money hungry and didn't care that they didn't keep their promises for how the book would look. It was so embarrassing. Like I said, I threw out my 100 copies. And I never promoted it word one, even though I was the best salesperson for everybody in the book. Everybody in the book stood to benefit. But as I saw the book revealed, and I raised my hand, I was the only one to say, something's wrong here. This layout isn't at all what you said it would be. I have the recording in which you said it would be thus and so. And instead of saying, anything to the fact of let's fix this, it was that I was the problem. Every single person in that book was silent. They also had a bad book, but nobody would say anything. And so I was cited as the problem. And the bullying that happened after that was epic. The threats, I got threats. I mean, it was horrible. A horrible experience. And the reason that I'd gone ahead and used logic over the big yes was because of the assurances that I got from someone I thought I could trust, which was Wanda. In the end, when I won a sales award, Wanda didn't tell me that the award ceremony time had changed, and so I missed my chance to walk across the stage and collect my award. This was just the beginning of the ostracizing, belittling, demeaning, derogatory, bullying threats that I got. It was a nightmare. And so much of it that I chose to stay in, so much of it was because I thought I would never have an opportunity to do this again. Wanda and I had once spoken a few years before about our excitement to be on the same stage together, to change lives, all that happy shit. Okay, so it was really like conflicting messages here, but I was afraid that I would never be able to get a book published or be in a book. But fast forward a couple of years and I ended up aligning with a self-publishing giant, and now I have 2 number one international best-selling books. So, to that collaboration group and all the cowards in it who were too afraid to stand up and speak out. I didn't need them to support me. Did they not see the condition of the book? Did they not have a problem with it? Nobody would say anything. You know, in the definitions of, you know, the 5 traits, the 5 red flags for being a dumbass, weak-willed is one of the worst. Apathy is the worst. And remember, apathy doesn't mean they don't care. It means they don't care about you. So here we have a combination of apathetic leaders, Taria and Wanda, and a bunch of weak-willed authors who would not say a word. Guys, I had my chance to bag out of that book, but I was afraid, like I said, that this would never happen again. I even had a friend offer to pay the expense to be part of the book, and then he had to renege. He was in a bad accident, and I would not want to didn't want to take him up on the offer any further. So I had to figure out how to fund it. And what I did was I bought myself a ticket to one of the most long-lasting, heart-wrenching, god-awful, self-esteem, spirit-crushing events I've ever had in my life. Let that sink in for a second. So I want to urge you, if you're not getting a big yes, remember that there will be a big fat all the way or not. And if it's not, there are elements of a no. You don't need to analyze them to death. Don't worry about it. Just trust. Ask for signs. I mean it. When you ask for a sign, it will come. If you ignore the signs, like my cousin who drove his 18-wheeler underneath an overpass that was too short. Can you imagine the sound of a roof being sheared off an 18-wheeler? He missed all the signs. He'd been asleep at the wheel, literally. Don't be that. Don't do that. Please, by all means possible. Taking action out of fear that something will never happen like this, this wonderful opportunity will never happen again. Look, in retrospect, it wasn't that great of an opportunity. I had had a chance to bow out when Taria sarcastically said, well, you can leave if you want to. I wish that I had, but I can't take it back. So, you know, as the as the saying goes, don't cry over spilt milk, bring a cat. Right? Try not to spill the milk. There's the point. So as we start season 3, and it is about following your big yes, I want you to bear in mind that not everything will be. Don't try to fit it into a box to make it okay. Don't try to use logic when your spirit is trying to speak to you. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you'll share the show with somebody that you love that may be venturing out into something new and they're not sure which way to go. I hope they'll get the benefit from this experience that I've had. I hope to be your voice of wisdom, something like that. Yeah, this is Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.